Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, suspected Appalachee High School shooter Colt Gray appears in court. Rick Jackson plans to skip a coming gubernatorial debate, and the Atlanta City Council wants an explanation for the late notice for the recent boil water advisory.
If it happened at 8:30 a.m. and we aren't hearing from the commissioner until 5 p.m., that to me seems like a massive problem.
Today is Thursday, May 28th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Suspected Appalachee High School shooter Colt Gray made his first appearance in court today. That follows his father, Colin Gray's conviction on second-degree murder charges. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
Colt Gray appeared in Barrow County Superior Court for a hearing that outlined what a future jury trial would look like in this case. Lawyers had a discussion with the judge on moving the trial to Columbia County to avoid the Atlanta media market, which has provided extensive coverage of the shooting. Judge Nicholas Prim set a deadline for prosecutors in Gray's defense to consider a plea agreement, skipping any public trial.
But I want to avoid a situation where we burden another jurisdiction to make all these arrangements to clear out their courtroom, summon their jurors early, and then, you know, the eve of a guilty plea is entered.
Attorneys say they expect the trial to start in mid-October and last 2 to 3 weeks. Sentencing for Colin Gray is set for July. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
The FBI is outlining some of its strategies for public safety during the FIFA World Cup in Atlanta. Agency officials today said they've been preparing for months with local and state law enforcement agencies. They're also warning the public against using aerial photography around event venues. FBI Atlanta Special Agent in Charge Marlo Graham said violating airspace could result in federal charges.
FBI partner agencies will use advanced technologies to detect, track, assess, and potentially disable unauthorized drones.
She said officers will have high visibility and zero tolerance for hoaxes, threats, human trafficking, and other concerns. When President Trump signed into law a $1 trillion spending package in February, it included billions of dollars in pet projects set aside by lawmakers, known as earmarks. Some of that congressionally directed spending will help Georgia healthcare organizations expand their services. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
The funding will allow Emory Decatur Hospital to make NICU improvements and the newly opened Common Spirit Memorial Hospital in North Georgia to purchase tech for remote nurses to manage patient loads. The Cobb and Douglas County Public Health Departments will use nearly $3 million for a new campus. And in Athens, Aaron Campbell says $200,000 in federal dollars will fund more warehouse space and much-needed supplies for the city's diaper bank.
Just in our community alone, it's over 10,000 children that are at risk of diaper need. When families have to decide between diapers or food, that's a choice we don't think any family should have to make.
Roughly $15 billion were set aside nationwide for congressional earmarks from February's budget. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
If you're an Atlanta resident with concerns about how the city handled the recent boil water advisory, you're not alone. Atlanta City Council members also are questioning why it took so long to send out a notice. At a meeting on Tuesday, council members asked why it took hours for the city to notify residents about the advisory and whether the message explained clearly enough which neighborhoods were affected. Councilmember Liliana Bakhtiari.
If it happened at 8:30 a.m. and we aren't hearing from the commissioner until 5 p.m., that to me seems like a massive problem, because when it comes to watershed issues, understandably, we feel that impact in minutes.
Atlanta Watershed Commissioner Greg Ierley acknowledged the criticism and said the department is working to improve emergency communications. Healthcare executive Rick Jackson is citing a scheduling conflict as he declines an invitation to debate Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones. The Atlanta Press Club and GPB will host a Republican gubernatorial debate and a dozen others on Sunday and Monday ahead of the June 16th primary election runoffs. Without Jackson, Jones will appear in front of a panel of journalists by himself. Another headline matchup could be more combative, as U.S. Congressman Mike Collins and former football coach Derek Dooley are expected to go head-to-head in the GOP-U.S. Senate debate on Sunday. You can live stream the debates at gpb.org/debates. Federal regulators have accepted the merger application between two of the nation's largest railroads, Atlanta-based Norfolk Southern and Nebraska-based Union Pacific. But the Surface Transportation Board today also put the merger on hold, saying it needs more information before a review can proceed. Both railroad stocks fell sharply on the news. In sports, in baseball, the Boston Red Sox beat the Atlanta Braves 8-0 last night to snap a five-game losing streak. Bryce Elder allowed 6 runs on 9 hits while striking out 1 in 3 1/3 innings. Chris Sale is expected to get the start against his former team tonight. State officials have unveiled their plans for a Georgia cultural hub during the FIFA World Cup. The State Department of Economic Development said yesterday the experience Georgia the whole day through will open at the Georgia World Congress Center on June 11th. The City of Atlanta announced its World Cup program, the Atlanta Cultural Exchange, at the former CNN Center last week. And 9 spellers out of a competition of 247 remain for tonight's Scripps National Spelling Bee Finals. One of those spellers is a 6th grader from Tucker, east of Atlanta, Sarv Daravane. This is Daravane's 2nd time making the final round. Last year, he placed 3rd. Another Georgia speller, Sriya Lakamseti, competed in the semifinals yesterday, tying for 30th place. The final round of the Scripps National Spelling Bee is tonight, starting at 8. And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today, but we will be back tomorrow, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check gpb.org/news for any updates to the stories that you heard today. And your feedback, of course, is always welcome. We love hearing from you. When you send an email to GeorgiaToday@gpb.org. Your message will go to the whole Georgia Today team. Again, GeorgiaToday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you again for listening to Georgia Today. We will see you tomorrow.